kind of advice would you give to young people today? Advice, what would you give them?
I think Charlie Page, think right. That's it.
Yeah, think right. Think right. Yeah.
And I think that's probably as good as you can get.
Yeah.
Because if you know, our country needs it right now.
Yeah.
We need it bad.
Yeah, we do. How would you like to be remembered?
As a good man. Yeah. Take cares for our country. Yeah. I was willing to give my life. I have an honorable discharge from the Navy and the Army.
Yeah.
And it was a hot situation. I was a young lieutenant in the infantry, and instead of going to Korea, I went to Germany. Because I thanked my coach, or my colonel, was my dad's football coach, and somehow or other he connived for me to go to Germany instead of to Korea.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how else I got there.
Yeah. So you'd like to be remembered as?
A caring community, a good husband, that it cares about people like Sand Springs has done these many years.
Yeah, and that's true. What was the price of bread and milk back in the 50s?
You could buy a loaf of bread for 10 cents. Yeah. A loaf of bread, yeah. Yes, prices were terribly low. And of course, too, when we had World War II, you had rationing. Everybody had food stamps, and it was a different world.
Yeah.
But Dad worked for $25 a month. Can you imagine working for $25 a month? Did it, glad to do it.
But he always provided for you. I mean, you never went to bed hungry, I bet.
Oh, never, never. You know, when I can remember, though, going to school in Tanglewood, a two-room country school, and I would have a sack lunch, and some of those kids was hungry, and I'd always tell Mama, some of those kids are hungry. Well, that's going to cease. And next thing I know, her and another lady were cooking and getting commodities from the WPA and giving a hot lunch for some of those kids that would come to school and hungry.
That's great. And you spotted it, you knew it, and then your mom provided for that.
Yes. Yeah,
and you were a young man. Did you always have electricity and plumbing in your homes or at the school?
Oh, yes, well, we did. I lived in a big 10-room Osage Indian-built home. And my dad was one time named the Farmer of the Month for the nation. And we were the largest diversified farms in the Southwest, and had a big 10-room home. It was built by the Osage Indians.
And why were you living in a big, that came with the farm?
Yes.
The big 10-room home?
Yes.
Oh, that was quite a building, a house then for you.
Oh, big, 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 yes. It burned to the ground and was rebuilt in a little native stone house. But my dad, every morning, would say, son, it's time to deliver the milk. And he ran in and grabbed my leg and throw me in the floor. Let's get it with it, son. And every morning, I delivered the milk 5 miles in and 5 miles back, hitchhiked and made band practice at 8 o'clock.
Huh. You say you delivered it. Were you on a bicycle, or how did you carry it?
No, I had a pickup.
Oh, you drove a pickup.
Pickup.
What kind of a pickup was it?
We had a 40 Ford.
A 40 Ford.
Yeah. And it was back in the war, the first cars that came out was in 57. A lot of people don't know, like the Oldsmobile. Yeah. The Oldsmobile, the reason we have a hydromatics was that some boys lost their limbs. In fact, I roomed in college with a young man that had lost his leg. And that's the reason the Oldsmobile today. People don't know that, of why the hydromatic was done. It was done for the one-legged boys.
How about that? What was your most favorite car that you owned back then?
The cars?
Yeah, car. What was the best brands that you liked?
I had a 1929 Oakland.
Oakland, yes. And who made the Oakland? Where was that made?
No, I found it up there and it had been stored away.
Yeah.
But Ford, 40 Ford pickup was the best thing driving today. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. 40 Ford pickup, let me tell you, it would move. And I remember my mom and dad had a 1949 Dodge that they went to, went up on Pike's Peak and drove up there.
Wow.
A good life. I've had Betty's been a wonderful wife. We have a wonderful family.
Yeah.
Grandchildren, great-grandkids.
Yeah.
And life's been good to me.
Yeah, it has been. Well, it's my honor to interview you here for Voices of Oklahoma.
No, it's my honor to be across the table. I know your reputation better than you think I do. You have been a voice that has been for the good of Oklahoma. Thank you for your work and your voice. You've got a wonderful voice. Keep it up. I love you for it.
I love you too, Bronte. Thank you so much. This was good. We both have tears in our eyes right now. That's good. Yes.